This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Many food companies have made commitments to reduce their carbon footprint. But they can't do it alone, says Dr. Steve Rosenzweig, principal soil scientist at General Mills.
You know, one of the things I try to say a lot is, you know, we won't be successful in hitting our goals unless everybody hits their goals. We're in this together. You know, greenhouse gas reduction, it doesn't really make sense even to think about, you know, climate reduction goal for each individual company, because the climate is, it's a planetary goal that we ultimately have to keep warming below 1.5 degrees C. So even if General Mills and all the other companies that have voluntary commitments met their goal, we still wouldn't hit that planetary goal. And so we have to kind of first focus on what is the real goal at that community level, at the planetary scale, and make sure like that's the goal that we're really acting towards. And that requires partnership and collaboration and, you know, working with others to try and influence things that are outside of our control. So this greenhouse gas reduction goal is kind of more about sort of looking outside of our four walls and trying to get involved and be collaborative and being helpful in moving sort of these bigger systems forward.
Rosenzweig emphasized that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. However, he said joint collaborative efforts can lead to real positive change. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.